6 minutes past the hour on a Wednesday morning. I am Sheriff Quadri. You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. This morning's Morning Crossfire is going to be highly interactive. All the questions that you've got for INEC, they are here in the studio, and you'll be able to join us live on the show to ask all the questions that you have. We also have another guest, Timmy, on the telephone, who will also be providing some answers to some of the technical questions that you may have for INEC this morning. So it's all on the table this morning. Everything is on your hands right now. If you've got questions for them, this morning is that time. Now, joining us live in the studio is Luca Buba, the desk officer of Nigeria Civil Society Organization on Voter Registration Department, INEC Lagos. Voter what?
Voter Education Department.
Voter Education Department of INEC here in Lagos. Mr. Luca Buba, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Sheriff.
Tell me, how are you doing?
I'm all right. Good morning, Nigeria.
You're on the road, Abby?
I'm in my car.
Thank you. If I'm not mistaken, Temi is in charge of ICT INEC, right?
No. A senior registration area officer.
Senior registration area officer.
Yes, with INEC Lagos.
Fantastic. Now, our lines are already blinking, but before we get to the telephone, because I made a promise that this is going to be very, very interactive. That's why we have these two key officers of INEC Lagos on the show today. Mr. Buba, please take us through the update on the continuous voter registration. You'd like to share before we start taking in questions from people.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff. Good morning, Nigerians. Welcome to the Crossfire. And I'm glad to be here to give you an update on the continuous voters registration exercise. As you all know, the exercise was billed to end on the 30th of June.
Okay.
Yes, but because there was a court ruling that INEC should not end the CVR on exercise. 30th June, so INEC had to continue with the continuous voters registration exercise, and coupled with the fact that the number of registrants such up.
Yeah,
just close to 30th,
the end.
Close to the end. So on Wednesday, the Federal High Court, Wednesday the 13th of July, they dismissed the suit filed by SERAP.
Okay.
That was seeking an extension beyond June 30th.
Okay.
So the Federal High Court affirmed that INEC is at liberty to appoint a date of its choice to suspend the CVR. Yeah, so it provided that it is that date should not be later than 90 days before the date fixed for the general elections, as provided in the Electoral Act. So, in compliance with the interim injunction of the court, INEC continued the CVR beyond June 30th. As at last Friday, that's the 14th of June, INEC had already done about 2 weeks. Into the extension.
That's 14th of July.
Yes, 13th of July. So after the court ruling, INEC now extended the CVR for another 2 weeks. So with the judgment of the Federal High Court, that's the all legal encumbrances has now been removed.
Okay.
So accordingly, the commission has taken certain steps. Number one, that the CVR be extended for another 2 weeks until Sunday the 31st of July 2022.
So it ends on Sunday now, 31st of July?
Yes, it ends on Sunday 31st of July.
Okay.
Then secondly, the exercise has also been extended to 8 hours from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It used to be 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it has been extended to 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. now. Then thirdly, the exercise is also extended to include weekends.
Oh.
Yes.
Saturday and Sunday. Okay.
So the last week on the 15th and 16th, INEC continued with the CVR exercise. So, and we are going to continue for the next 2 weekends. INEC is going to be working. So that means those that work in an office that do not have time between Mondays to Fridays can actually take advantage of this extension. So they could do their registration. So, yes. So, why INEC is suspending this registration now? Because there are a lot of activities that are lined up.
Okay.
That INEC needs to do. Number one is that INEC needs to clean up the register of voters to remove.
That's after July 31st.
After July 31st.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So INEC will have to clean up the register to remove double registration using the ABIS. That's the automatic biometric identification system.
Okay.
So it identifies double registration.
Multiple
registrations. Yes. So it will, the register will have to be cleaned up. Then secondly is to consolidate the National Register of Voters.
Okay.
That is the existing registrants plus the new registrant.
One. Yes. To merge them together.
Merge them together. So that
harmonize them. Okay.
Yes. Yes. So, and also INEC has to paste the new register. Has to be pasted at the polling units.
Okay.
So that registrants will go
and verify.
Yes. So INEC has to do that, and the register has to be given to political parties also.
Okay.
About 30 days to the general election.
Okay.
So these are some of the activities lined up that INEC needs to do. So that is why the CVR has to stop before all these activities come up. And also there is collection of PVC.
Okay.
There's need for ample time to print millions of PVCs. Over 10 million Nigerians registered in this CVR. So, you know, there's need for time for INEC to print these PVCs, and there should be time also for Nigerians
to
collect
it.
Their PVCs.
Right, right. Let me give some breakdown of, in terms of registration. On Monday 27th of June 2022, fresh registrants amounted to about 10.4 or 10.5. That's 10,487,972 as of Monday 27th of June. Completed registration, about 8.6 million. The number of people that registered online, 3.3 million. Number of people that registered physically, 5.4 million. Male registrants, 4.3 million. Female registrants, 4.3 million. Persons living with disabilities, 67,171. The number of youths that have registered as of Monday, June 27th, 6,081,456. These are the numbers available to us online. I'm sure that it must have been updated by now. Let me bring Temi in. Temi, what can you add to what Tembuba has said as regards the CVR?
Okay, good morning, Nigerians. Okay, so Buba has said virtually everything the public needs to know. But what I could add is that I think Nigerians need to stop the double registration, because there are different applications on our CVR portal. The CVR portal is still opened for voter transfer. If you want to initiate your transfer by yourself on our CVR portal, you can also update your information on the CVR portal. If you've lost or your card is defaced, you can also process that on the registration portal. Instead of coming to the registration center, you know, something you can actually do yourself. And for double registration, like Buba said, the system, which is the ABIS, is going to, like, flag out double registration.
Okay.
And that particular registration will be taken out from the voter register. So I think Nigeria should desist from doing that. If you can't remember your information, the portal has been made so easy in a way for you to search your information, you know, the information, the data you registered with in the past.
Right.
Now, right. I'm talking about the registration that was done in 2011,
okay,
or 2014,
hmm,
or 2017,
hmm,
or 2018.
Are those registrations valid, though? Are they still valid?
Yes, they are still valid.
Okay.
You know, they are still
okay
valid.
All right.
PVC doesn't expire and okay doesn't go out, run right out of time.
Right.
So what I'm trying to say is that if you registered in those years, all you just need to do is to go to the CVR portal, which is cvr.inecnigeria.org. If you've registered anywhere in Nigeria, select the state of registration,
okay,
the local government of registration,
okay,
your surname, your first name. The surname is the same thing as the last name.
Okay.
People usually get it twisted, though. But enter your surname, your first name. Now, the portal has been designed, or it has been updated in a way whereby you can just impute your year, your birth year,
okay,
instead of entering your date of birth. That is the day and the month.
Mm.
So now all you just need to do is the surname, the first name, your year of birth.
Okay.
Then, you know, your information pops up.
Mm.
Then you can, you know, choose to process. If you've lost your card, then you can choose to process a reprint of your lost card. Or if you've relocated, you could process a transfer of your voter information to your new location. And for information of updates, especially for people who just get married, females,
okay,
if you want to change to your husband's name,
okay,
then that is another opportunity for you to do that,
mm,
you know, as well.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you, Timmy. Let's open up the telephone lines now to ask you gentlemen, for Nigerians to ask you gentlemen their questions. That's regards to CVR. 0700-993-993-993. And 01465-7190. Let me plead with you. Please go straight to the point. Go straight to your questions. Huh? Thank you for understanding. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah, Sheriff, good morning. This is AGK Israel calling for this guy.
Let's hear you.
Yes, I'm having a problem. I was registered in 2014, if I'm not mistaken. I'm having my card right away in Badagry. Now I'm living in Surulere. I've been trying since June because of my work. I don't have time to go to the office, their office, and do it personally. We're talking about updating my voter's card on the portal.
Okay.
But each time I try doing that, the system keep telling me that my information does not exist based on what the gentleman just said now about
online
your
yes
portals. I've done all that, but my information, if I still have the card here,
right,
so I cannot find it on the portal.
Okay.
So what do I do?
Okay, good question. Tell me, you like to jump on this? Tell me, are you here? Yes, you like to jump on that?
Yes, sure. Let me jump on it. Okay, so Mr. EJK, good morning. We're sorry about the inconveniences in you being able to, like, find your voter information. However, was there, like, at any point whereby you tried to, like, initiate a transfer before now? Or did you try to update your information before now?
Let's attend to the two scenarios because educate is gone.
Okay.
You know what could happen on the yeah.
Okay. So the thing is that if he can't find his information, it is very possible he initiated maybe like a voter transfer, or he updated his name at some point.
Okay.
You know, so if he still has his voter's card, like he just said, if he imputes the information on there, let's say for example he changed his name or whatsoever.
Okay.
If he's imputing the name on the voter's card with him,
yeah,
you know, it is very possible he might not find his information.
Okay.
So we need to know if he did that in the past,
mm,
or maybe he did like an information update or a
okay
voter transfer.
Okay.
You know, the portal has been designed in a way that, you know, it is user friendly.
Mm.
Once you type whatever is asking you for, the information yeah is asking you for,
it's popping
information
up.
Pops up. Yes.
Mm. All right.
And it can initiate his transfer to Surulere where he resides now.
Mm. So what are his options right now? What does he need to do?
Okay. I think he could send us a message on our social media. Okay. You know, we could look at it for him and advise on the further steps.
That's at INEC Lagos, right?
Yes, at INEC Lagos on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Okay. Olaleye is joining us now. Olaleye, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Morning to you.
Yeah. Okay. Concerning the CVR, I have the same issue like education.
Okay.
I've been saying this severally. I went to Shomu local government to complain to them there. The man said I should keep saying that. And I've not done any transfer. I've not initiated anything on it, on my CVR, the previous one I have, because I misplaced it.
Right.
And I'm still having the same issue. Even up to yesterday, I still tried it. Also, I confirmed, because there is a portal you can confirm validity of any card.
Yeah.
I went there to confirm the validity of my card. That's where I got the polling unit and all my information from. The polling unit I registered initially and the VIN number. And all those things, I have them, and I keyed it into the CVR for me to transfer my info, but all the same, it's still telling me that I can't find my information.
Stay on the line, Olaleye, please. Tell me again, we'd like to jump on this.
Yeah, same thing. I think it should send us a message on our social media platform.
All right.
So we could take a look at it. And
for the social, probably I didn't do that, but on the portal, there is a chat there. I also sent a mail to complain. Okay. That was about in June. Up to now, no response. But since you talked about it, social media, I will do that.
Okay. All right. All right, Timmy. Thank you, Olaleye, for calling. Appreciate it. Let's take one call from the female line before the break. Hello.
Hello. Put on the radio, please. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Sorry.
Yes, please.
Okay. My own case is double multiple registration. Initially, when I registered, 2018, nowhere I could get my details. So last year August, I went back to go and register. So I was now waiting to collect when I heard from your radio station that the cards are out. So I'm checking on the portal, and I now saw multiple that have been registered before. So please, can they enlighten you now to go about it so I can get my card?
Okay. Mr. Buba.
You have registered before, and you now went ahead to do another registration. Maybe you wanted to do a transfer or update or something.
Like, I wasn't doing an update.
You forgot that you had registered before?
No, I didn't forget. Okay. I didn't see my card.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you didn't see your card.
I didn't see my details on the portal. So I thought maybe that wasn't captured.
So what you should have done, since you didn't see your card, is to go. You can go online and request for your card.
Okay.
To be printed, yes. Hmm. So the second registration you did, that second one is going to be deleted.
Okay.
So the first one that you did is still there. So I will advise that you go online to go and request for your PVC to be printed.
Okay.
So it will be printed together with the ones that are going to come out. In October.
All right. Yes. Let's take another one. I think do we have more time? I don't think we have time for another one. I don't think so. What we're going to do, gentlemen, is to see if we can squeeze in some messages on social media. Some questions that are for us on social media. Once those messages are read, if we have time, we'll treat them before the break. If not, we'll come back to come and look at those messages. Let's start with this one here. This person says, I have done transfer and now the area I am supposed to vote, I'm transfer out again. Can I apply for more transfer again? So he initiated a transfer to his new location.
Okay.
Now he's been transferred again from that location to another place. He's asking if he could initiate another transfer.
Okay. Yeah. So long as the window, the time of the CVR, still last between now and 31st of July.
Right.
You can still go ahead and do transfer.
Right. Interesting. Joseph says, I registered in 2011 in Cross River, but I'm presently in Lagos. So on the CVR portal, I applied as a new applicant again, and the slip have been printed for me. What should I do? Baba.
a slip has been printed.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay. He has registered before.
In Cross River.
In Cross River.
Yes.
And a slip has been printed. Okay. What will happen is, if he registered this year, that means that Abyss has not been run on the
initial registration.
On the fresh registration he has done now.
Okay.
So by the time that INEC runs Abyss, the automated biometric identification system, it is going to detect double registration.
Yeah.
So the second one will be deleted.
Okay.
So the first one is going to be left there.
So what should he do now?
So
apply based on the first registration.
Based on the first registration.
Or if he has his PVC, because he's registered in 2011, he should seek transfer.
He should seek transfer.
Let's go to break. Let
him go and seek transfer.
We'll be back.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
Two tins of sardine? Only you they so garri with two tins of sardine for this economy? You be caught steady at your wonder. You never hear of Okta FX double deposit promo? Eh? Okta FX double 18. For Okta FX double.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.
Now, Nigerians don't know that there are people who are called the liberals at the very bottom of the economy.
Educating and informing.
So let me tell you something. It's not possible to block all the million subscribers. If they buy another ID, that's for them billionaires.
Listen to Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's talk. This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Morning Crossfire on 99.3. Today we're doing voter education. INEC officials are here. Buba from the Voter Education Department is here, and Timmy from the Voter Education Department is here as well. And the two gentlemen have been trying to answer some of your questions. So feel free to come through with the questions. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Please, when you're calling, go straight to your questions. WhatsApp is also available for you to reach out. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Our website is also right there for you to make use of. We have a chat room on the website, nigeriainfo.fm. That's nigeriainfo.fm. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. If you've got questions for the INEC officials on the show today, feel free to drop them on the live stream on Facebook and on YouTube. Just search for Nigeria Info 99.3 and you'll be able to join live on the show. I'm going to start this round from tons and tons and tons of questions on YouTube. Let's start with this one that says, tell me, please listen to this one.
All right.
His name is, or her name is Adefunke. Adefunke says, what about those of us who changed the location and register at the new area of residence? How are we going to collect our PVC?
Okay. Our question is, she changed location.
Yes.
And still registered at a new location. I don't really quite get the question.
I didn't get it too, but let's try.
Initiate a transfer. Okay, well, Adefunke, all right. So if you're saying that you initiated a transfer, your PVC goes to your to the INEC local government office at your new location when it's time for collection.
Hmm.
But if you registered as a new voter at your new location, your PVC is not going to be printed because the software ABIS, that is the Automated Biometric Identification System, will flag you for double registration or for multiple registration. So if you registered as a new voter, please initiate a transfer
okay.
at your new location. That could be done on the CVR portal, or you could walk it into any INEC registration center closest to you to process.
Indeed. Now, let me go to Facebook and take one message on Facebook before we head back to the telephone. The lines are buzzing off the hook. I think we should have more of this. Maybe we'll talk after the show and see if we can make this a bit more regular. Fagbemi says, in Ishawa, Ikorodu, no registration center. I have been to the INEC office in Ikorodu more than 10 times. The crowd there is massive. Why don't they have another registration center in Ishawa before the deadline day? Thanks. Buba, Ikorodu people.
Ikorodu, okay. I don't know when the person went to the INEC office, but with this new extension now,
yeah.
we have a schedule for July, for the remaining days in July,
okay.
that we are going to be taking machines to the ward level, to the registration areas.
Okay.
And it's going to be rotational, so there are certain days and time
okay.
for the machines to go around.
Okay.
So the schedule is on our website, on our
social media
right. platforms. Mm. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, and on Facebook. Mm. So when you go there, you'll be able to see the center that is close to where you are staying.
Mm.
So you take advantage of that instead of going to the INEC office.
Just so we're clear, Buba, we're saying that there's a rotational schedule going on.
Yes.
So these INEC officials won't be there every day. There's a schedule already as to when they would come to some areas.
Yes.
So if you want to know, go to the social media of INEC Lagos, at INEC Lagos.
At INEC Lagos.
On Twitter, on Instagram. And INEC Lagos HQ on Facebook.
On Facebook.
And they will get the roster there.
You get the information. So okay. you know where to go to and when to go there.
All right. Let's take another one from Facebook. Amo, tell me, you like to add something?
Yes, I wanted to add something. Yeah. Okay, so on the social media pages, the link for the schedule for the month of July, that is till the end, that is till July 31st, is on the bio on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So you okay. can just click on it, on the link.
Okay.
Then there's a QR code as well,
okay.
whereby you could scan. Then the schedule pops up, you know. So that is what I wanted to add.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks for adding that. I'm very sorry your message has disappeared, so I'm just going to move on. Perhaps we can take one more. And I'm all message. I can't remember. I was trying to read it that time. Okay, I think I can summarize what Amo was trying to say, because I was trying to read it. He was saying that he lost his PVC, then he registered or something. What can he do in that case? I mean, he lost his PVC, then he registered. Did he have to re-register, or he didn't have to re-register? What in case of a lost PVC, what's the next step?
In case of a lost PVC, you don't need to do fresh registration again.
Okay.
Yes, you can go on the cvr.inecnigeria.org.
Okay.
So you can go there and request for
a replacement.
A replacement. Okay. So you go to where you see lost or damaged PVC.
Mm.
So from there, you now request and you get another one.
Mm.
You don't need to do a fresh registration, because that will amount to double registration.
Mm, okay.
Yes.
For those who have similar questions, maybe I think you have your answer now. Well, this is similar. The person said he lost, he applied for PVC replacement since July 2021, that he hasn't gotten it. Buba.
July 2021. Has he accessed the office? Has he been to the?
He said he's been to the LGA office several times for collection, but no success.
Okay, because the cards that were printed as at last year, from June to December last year, they came out in May. So it depends when he went to the office.
They came out in May this year.
This year.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So
okay.
he can go back to the office now.
Okay. All right.
And go and check for.
All right. Fantastic. Let's head back to the telephone now. Adeshawa is joining us. Adeshawa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Yes, please.
Yes. My question is, that is it the same process for those that are divorced. Maybe you've been using your, because I have my PVS and PVC.
Okay.
2014.
Okay.
So I want to change back to my maiden name. Is
okay.
it possible?
So all right. All right, tell me.
It is possible. It is possible to change back to your maiden name. You could initiate that on the CVR portal, or you walk into any INEC registration center closest to you. But please try have your, maybe like a newspaper publication that that reflects a name change.
Okay.
Or like a court affidavit that reflects a name change, you know, so it could be attached to your application.
Hmm. All right. Tell me, please listen to this question. Abiodun on YouTube says, is it true that the law said registration is valid till 3 months to election? If it is true, why is INEC shutting down registration more than 3 months before election?
Okay. I think this is for the legal department to answer.
Okay.
You know,
all right. All right.
Have the jurisdiction
all right. Okay, Buba, you concur, right? You agree?
Yes. But, you know, initially, when I run down...
Yeah, you said something like
the
that.
The update,
yeah.
Yes, of the CVR, I did mention, based what the INEC chairman said, after the court judgment,
yeah,
that INEC needs to do certain things, cleaning up of the register, printing millions of cards for those that we have over 10 million.
That's right.
Registrants, so those cards needed to be printed, and also there has to be display. INEC will need to print millions and millions of pages of the voters register for it to be displayed for people to come and cross-check. So INEC needs to do all these activities before that time that you are mentioning. If if INEC continues with the voters registration till then...
So 3 months to the election.
Yes. It's possible that some people may not get their PVCs before the election.
Right. And that's what INEC doesn't want. Okay. Let's take a few more calls. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Yes, my name is Saheed.
Welcome, Saheed.
My name is Saheed.
Go on, please. Quickly.
I need to... my daughter... registered for and what she had is a paper card, but she was when she checked on the day on the portal, it was told that she couldn't access her data.
What was she trying to do on the portal? I mean, I'm trying to get.
She was trying to see if her database so that it could not register.
Okay. Okay.
And she also went to INEC office. They said she has to register. But I don't think she has to, because she has a paper printed card, the temporary card.
Mr. Saheed, stay on the line. Tell me, would you like to jump on this?
Yes.
Hello?
Okay, so I'm guessing it's trying to say she still has a temporary voter card.
That's right.
So in that case, if the information on the temporary voter card was checked, and it says invalid, then the right thing to do is to register as a new voter,
okay,
which means her registration might have been invalid, you know, at the time of registration. Yeah, so
is that a possibility if a temporary voter's slip was printed for her?
It's very possible that maybe a fingerprint where it wasn't well captured years ago when she registered.
Okay.
So that could cause an invalid registration.
Mm.
You know, so the ideal thing to do at the moment is to register as a new voter.
Mr. Saheed, did you get that?
Information can be found.
Mr. Saheed, did you get that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So your daughter may have to go and re-register. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Let's take another one. Good morning to you. Oh, we lost our call already. Another is waiting. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
This is Joy.
Welcome, Joy.
Yes, of course, from Abuja. So I just called to confirm from your resource person there. I got my PVC 2011.
Okay.
And I'm hearing some things that I don't know if this question will be asked before. I don't know if that 2011 is valid or is there any other thing I need to do to validate it. So that's what I just called to confirm. Because people are saying that if you have it 2011,
okay,
it's not going to it's not going to work. So I don't know. So
all right. Tell me.
Throw more light on that. Thank
tell
you.
Me, you answered this earlier, right?
Yes, I did. So I was trying to call you in.
Okay.
So I don't want to, you know, be calling. I also be listening. So I don't know what you think.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me, please, answer that again for the sake of those in the same boat.
Okay. So for people who registered in 2011 and still have their PVCs, well, your PVC is still valid and it is going to be used for the election next year. So keep it safe. Don't keep it in your wallet, whereby you could lose your wallet and the PVC will be gone. Just keep it safe at home. And the PVC does not expire.
Okay.
So that's it.
What if the picture on the PVC is gone, like it's faded? You can't see anything.
You could apply for a replacement. So you apply as a defaced PVC on the registration portal.
Oh, okay.
Or at the INEC registration center.
All righty. Yes, Dennis is joining us from Lagos here. Dennis, hi. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, please.
My question is, in the cases of double registration, I don't know, shouldn't it be better if the later registration is retained and the earlier one deleted? Because people might have changed locations and changed a whole lot of things about themselves. Instead of just taking off the later one and then leaving the earlier one, we might not be valid anymore.
No, sorry, can you repeat that?
I say, when they detect double registration,
okay.
Wouldn't it be better if the later registration
was
retained,
okay,
the earlier one deleted? Because people might have changed a whole lot of information about themselves within that time period.
Yeah, you know why? That's why the CVR.INEC portal was created, so that you can update your information. So there won't be any need for you to register a new one again. Once you go to that CVR portal, you can update the new information about you on that portal. That's basically why, you know, that portal was created. So all these areas can be accommodated. Naya joins us right now. Naya, hi.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my question is, I've asked this question on WhatsApp, but it was not attended to before the break.
Okay.
Now, my case is transfer. I actually registered in 2011. So I have gone to the portal. It brought up my information. I now, you know, want to do the transfer.
Naya, are you there?
Okay, and he's saying the part, the photo upload part, is not going through, is not coming up.
Okay.
So that is one. And for the schedule, is it for only Lagos? What about Magboro is in Ogun State? So how do we get this? Is there a reschedule for the centers for this period before they will close the registration finally?
Okay, all right. Thank you, Noye, for calling. Appreciate it. Tell me, I think this is your forte. This is your area.
Okay. So she said the picture part or the photograph part is not coming up.
Yeah, she couldn't upload her photo.
Are you using a Google Chrome browser to log into the portal? If no, please use the Google Chrome browser to log into the portal. And to take your photograph, make sure you take it in a well-littered space with a plain background, which could be white or off-white or cream or ash.
Okay.
You know, and when it's time to take the photograph, you take like a set of photograph, which is the straight face. Don't frown. Just keep your face normal. Then the second photograph will be for you to smile.
Okay.
Your teeth slightly opened.
Okay.
Then she mentioned something about the schedule for Ogun State.
Right.
Well, INEC Lagos put it upon themselves to have like transparency on how the device is going to be moved from different wards. You know, I really can't speak for Ogun State.
Okay.
And I think the best thing you could do is to visit their INEC local government office. I don't know where Magboro is under, but I'm guessing it is Obafemi Owode.
Okay.
Or I'm really not sure. But visit the INEC registration, local government registration center in your local government, you know, for the advice.
All right. Buba, let me ask you this question, right? Because I have loads of them here, similar questions on YouTube and Facebook. I'm seeing a few on WhatsApp as well about defaced PVC. Some people are saying, you know that tiny film on the PVC? They said that it's peeling off. That, can they use super glue to glue it back on the front? Some are saying their own is peeling off from the back. Can they glue it back, or they should just go and apply for replacement? That's what they're asking.
Please, once your PVC starts having issues like that,
yeah,
it is better you go and apply for a new one.
Okay.
Because so that you avoid issues on election day. The new device we are using for accreditation, that's the bimodal voter accreditation system, the BVAS.
Right.
Yes. You know, we are going to use your surname or the microchips on the BVAS, or the last six digits of your VIN, voter identification number.
Yeah.
So once they are tampered with, you know, it will not be able to bring up your details, and that means you will not vote in any way.
Mm.
So once you have such issues, it is advised that you go and ask
apply for a new one.
Apply for a new one.
Mm.
Yes. And once you have your PVC, just like Mr. Adenugba just said now, please keep it safe. It's not for you to be carrying it about.
Mm.
Yes, because you could collect a new PVC now, and before February 2023, it could peel off or something. So it's better you keep it safe at home so that you'll be able to make use of it.
Indeed. So, gentlemen, I think we have to make another arrangement because our time is fast spent. But before we go, let's give out some vital information as to the CVR portal. What can they do on that portal? Temi, let me hear from you. What are the things? First, give us the address of the portal, the CVR portal, and what can be done on the CVR portal quickly in like 2 minutes.
Okay, so the best browser to use for the CVR portal is Google Chrome. That is the best browser to be used. Then the CVR portal address is C, as in for cat, cvr.inecnigeria.org. cvr.inecnigeria.org. So the applications on the portal, applications if you want to process your transfer, which means you've moved from a location to a different location and you want to vote at your new location next year, or you want to change an information on your PVC, it could be your name or your date of birth. That could also be done on the CVR portal. Or you want to process a reprint of your lost or defaced PVC. That can also be done on the CVR portal as well.
Fantastic. But if they want to catch up with, if they want to follow you on social media to ask questions, Mr. Buba, how can they do that?
Okay, our social media handles, we have Instagram, which is at INEC Lagos.
Okay.
At INEC Lagos on Instagram. Also on Twitter, at INEC Lagos. Then on Facebook, it's at INEC Lagos HQ. At INEC Lagos HQ. So once they go there, they will see all the activities, what we are doing in INEC Lagos State, and they can also interact. Those that were not able to answer their questions here today, they can direct their questions to these social media platforms, and they will be attended to.
Before the month wraps up, we'll try and have a chat with these two gentlemen, Temi and Buba, once again, to just have a feel of how the exercise is coming. Buba, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Sherif.
Temi, thank you for joining us as well. Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you too.
Lagos, that's our show this morning. Tell me, sorry. That's our show this morning. Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu is next. I'm Sherif Quadri. Hopefully we'll bring Buba and Temi back to answer some of your questions, because I can't even deal with half of the questions that came in. Like, I'm not sure we covered up to one third of that. But I'll be back. I'll be back tomorrow on Health Thursday. Medical Fraud, our series on medical fraud continues. Good morning to you.
Stay one step ahead with the latest news and trending conversations.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not